All right, welcome back. It's Matt Sutton, and this is Mastering You, the Lifestyle Performance Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the first preface episode, so you've got a good idea of what we're going to be covering. And today, I just want to get right into the meat of it. I said in the last episode that I want to talk about success, okay, the topic of success. So this is something that's going to affect anyone that's got any goal, dream, desire. Typically, the people that attend LPTs, transformation programs, their definition of success is if they achieve that body transformation, if they lose the weight that they want to lose, they get fit. One of the things I've learned about success is there actually is no end destination. You know, whether you've got a goal to achieve a certain income level and you want to, you know, make £1 million or £500,000, you know, or whether you want to lose a certain amount of weight, or whether it's a house you want to buy or a car you want to buy, I've met enough people and have enough experiences that that never actually ends. Okay, there is never any end point. It's probably one of the biggest mistakes people make with dieting is they just think, if I could just lose that 2 stone, or if I could just get that promotion at work, my whole life will be improved and everything will be better. And it doesn't really ever work like that. Whenever we get to that next level, we're always looking at what the next level is. And the other thing that about success that I've found just from working with hundreds or thousands of people over the last 15 years is it is really easy to get caught into the trap of realizing that sometimes the ladder's leaning against the wrong wall. So we could be chasing something that we actually never really wanted. And I think this is happening more and more. It definitely happened more and more in the last 5-10 years with the advent of the rise of social media. Okay, and even media like what you're listening to right now. You know, there's so many distractions. There's so many people telling you to do this or to do that, that we can actually lose sight of what's actually important to us. Okay, so I just want to take you through 4 steps that we take our clients through on one of our personal development courses at LPT. It's called the Self-Upgrade Model, and it's based on a neuroscientific approach to transformation. So we literally help you navigate your mind and optimize your brain in order to think better through life. But I'm going to give you the easy get started version right now, just to kind of get you started. And you know, you can start to see how what we call intrinsic motivation works. Okay, so if you're not already aware, the 2 types of motivation, the 2 types of motivation that people aren't aware of, so intrinsic and extrinsic. So intrinsic motivation is you do something because you want to do it. And if you think about the things that you've achieved in your life that you're most satisfied with, you know, you're most fulfilled by, the chances are no one made you do that. Okay? It came from within you. It became because you had passion around it, because you wanted to do it. Okay? And extrinsic motivation. Extrinsic motivation can work really well if we're, you know, so that can be things like, what do you win if you win a trophy, or you win money for something, or maybe you're, you know, you're working towards a commission. Maybe you're a salesperson, you get commission at work. But what a lot of the studies show is intrinsic motivation is far more powerful. And this goes for your personal life, this goes in the corporate world. So I'm going to go into and share the Self-Upgrade Model and show just how this works and how you can make this applicable to you. And then after that, I'm going to give you 4 steps to actually how to start your day with the right mindset to make this work. Cool. So if you've got a bit of paper, you can do this right now. What you're going to do is you're going to put a line down the middle of the page, okay, and then across the middle of the page as well, so you end up with 4 quadrants, okay? Now, here's what happens when most people want to or decide to achieve a goal, okay? They maybe watch something on TV or their friend has mentioned it, and they just go, yeah, I'll try that goal, okay? So what we do before that is we get really clear on what they actually want the vision of their future life to look like. What does their best future self look like? And we call this your vision. So on the top left-hand corner of this page, okay, I want you to write the word vision. Okay, now I'll go into how we build that vision in a second. The second quadrant, the top right, is the goals. So the goals basically fulfills what you want to achieve from your vision. And then the third quadrant is the bottom left. So this is the strategy. So you've set your goal. Maybe you want to lose, you know, a couple of stone in weight. What's your strategy? Maybe your strategy is to find a coach. Maybe it's to find, create a training program, create a nutrition program. And then you've got the action stage. So in the bottom right hand quadrant, you've got daily habits. What are the daily habits that you need to commit to in order to turn that vision from goals to strategy to action and outcome? Okay, pretty simple, right? And so how we start this, so I'm not going to go through all of the quadrants because we'll be here for hours, but the vision aspect is super important. This is a bit where people stumble on and they don't know where to start, okay? So the first thing that we do with our personal one-to-one coaching clients is we get them to get really clear on what their core values are. What's actually important to them? And this can be a game changer because this acts as your internal life compass. When you're struggling to make a decision, maybe you know, you've got the choice between a social occasion or work, you know, making money, I don't know, whatever it is, going to the gym, doing something for your fitness, or spending time with your family. If you are really clear on what your core values are and what the values are that you'd like to live by, then it makes that decision super easy. If you know your core values are health and let's say your family in that instance, then it's gonna be a lot easier to say no to that social occasion or work in those extra hours. Okay, so it's really important to get these written down first. Okay, so we always start with 10 to 20 core values. You can just plug into Google core values and you'll get a list of a ton of different types of values, from integrity to truth to family, health, etc., etc., etc. Go through that list and really drill down and tick off the ones that really look like they speak to you. Okay, and then what you want to do is just kind of mull them over each week until you can filter them down into about three to five core values that you can live by, that you can review each week and just kind of monitor for yourself. How close to them are you living? All right, that will really help you start to define your own success. Okay, and what this whole process is all about is achieving success, but ultimately achieving it whilst enjoying the fulfillment factor of doing it. Because you know, you could have someone that can, let's say, you know, earn £1 million because all they've done for 10 years is work, but they've sacrificed their family, they've sacrificed their health, their relationships, and they're kind of left pretty empty and not fulfilled. So they might be successful in terms of their bank balance, but not necessarily successful in terms of anything else. One of my favorite quotes of all time on success is actually what's more to do with failure, which is by Tony Robbins. I think it goes something like, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. That's the one. So let me say that again. So success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Whether you agree or not, it's hard to kind of disagree with that. And so when you are mapping out your vision, your goals, your strategies, your habits, you know, you need to really make sure that you're doing it on your terms and you're setting that success goal because you want it, not anyone else. Okay. And that's how you're going to kind of gain the passion to actually see it through. Okay. So though that's our four quadrants of the self upgrade model. So you can start work on that. So mindset, how do we actually put this together? So a big part of the self upgrade model is getting the right mindset to take action. and help people eliminate all of the fears and procrastinations that come from what we call the monkey mind. Okay, really good way to do this is how you start your day, because how you start your day really sets you up for the rest of the day. So I'm going to give you four steps to finish this second episode with, and this hopefully will get you started. So step one is start each day with at least one line on gratitude. So at LPT, one of the app that we use to track our clients' results includes a gratitude journal. We actually get people to score how grateful they are on a scale of 1 to 10 and then just share one thing they're grateful for that day. So this you can do this in terms of something that's happened in the past. You know, maybe someone did a good deed for you that you're grateful for. Maybe it's something that's happened this week. Or the other one you can do is it's something you can see right now. Maybe there's something in front of you. Maybe you can see your child. Maybe you can see, you know, your car that you're proud of. Maybe you can see something materialistic that you're really proud of and you're grateful that you have. Could be something really simple. You know, I'm looking at a glass of water right now. Why can't I be grateful for that, right? You know, there's potentially people in the world that don't have clean water just sitting right in front of them. The moment you start practicing this daily gratitude, it kind of fills you with energy and it really helps push away all those negative thoughts that often end up getting in our way of what we actually want to achieve. And then what we can do on the next step, so number two, is we build on that momentum by celebrating your wins. So what were your wins yesterday? Okay, what are your wins? What have been your wins so far this month? Even if you've had the worst week you can imagine, I pretty much guarantee you can think of some wins. Okay? And then third step in the morning is to always review your future goals. So this is probably one of the most common mistakes people make when they do that second quadrant on the self-upgrade model of goals, is they set the goal and they don't review it for like 1, 2, 3 months, maybe even 12 months later. So one of the things that I found is you need to, the more often you review your goals, the more chance you're going to achieve them. Okay, it's just telling the truth, being really honest with yourself, and it allows you to recalibrate. You know, am I getting close to my goal? Am I getting close to my goal? So step four, the last one is to contribute to the world. Find a way to give or contribute to the world. I find this is really good for putting people in a state of feeling good, feeling energized. And this can be anything. It could be, so, you know, for me, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm just giving away free content on this new podcast. But it might be you're going to do something for charity. It might be that you just, you know, tell a friend that you really appreciate them. How can you give to someone? Maybe you can help give your child some advice or spend a little bit more time with them. Like just last night, my little girl, she's just really into books and she's obsessed with Julia Donaldson and she keeps talking about her. And I said to her, hey, you know, maybe you can write a book like Julia Donaldson. And she was like, really? I was like, yeah, let's try it. And so we've actually created the front cover of her book already. And tonight we're going to start working on it. And it's pretty cool. It made me feel really good that I can contribute to that next level of her education. And, you know, just a really small thing, didn't cost any money. So it's just little ideas like that that can be pretty awesome. Okay, so just to kind of summarize, guys, so we've got that self-upgrade model that you can use, those vision, goals, strategies, habits. You've got that daily start to your day, those four steps to get you in the mindset. And just to leave you with the thought of asking yourself the question, are the goals that I'm chasing, are they in line with what is really important to me? Okay, and just try and review that and maybe sort of mull that question over. And that's certainly going to help you sustain your goals if you are on track already, or it's going to help you pivot and maybe change tact and maybe look at a different approach. Okay, so hope you found this this episode super useful. Look forward to catching up with you soon. And if you haven't already jumped into our Mastering You Facebook group, join the community over there, and we'll see you real soon.